The title of this one is The Book of the Dead Man, The Crossing. Part one is called About the Dead Man and the Crossing. The dead man hath been assigned to the children. They stand on one side or the other, fidgeting, waiting to cross. There will be a signal, a light, a flashing, and a dead man or woman in the middle of the street. It is time to cross, says the dead man. There are things to do so that you can do other things, says the dead woman. The dead man remembers being an immortal child. He recalls the days of school days, the waiting to cross. He, too, hurried through the stopped traffic to scuffle at recess. He, too, watched the silhouettes through the frosted window of the classroom door after hours. He, like you, felt the emptiness of the corridors. He would take the senior trip to the Capitol and whisper under the dome. It was long ago, and he was crossing without a guard. He was not yet seething with ragged theories. He curried desire. He lacked iridescence. He sank from failure. He just wanted to get to the other side, like they said to. Part two is called More About the Dead Man and the Crossing. Clap quick. The immortal child is fast becoming the dead man. The dead man who is alive and also dead. He crosses repeatedly whatever there is to be crossed. He shows up in the street before classes begin, stopping the cars. He hurries the students to classes, but after school they hurry themselves. He stands in the street like a deciduous tree as they run past. When the leaf blowers restart, the dead man knows what to do. He may have tinnitus from the car horns. He may this day be scarlet from the chill. He may be fatter than last year. Still, he is at peace with the one fact that most informs science, puzzles philosophy, and troubles medicine, that things end. The dead man stands in the street, not letting the children cross just because they think they want to. They are children. Their lives are waiting. The dead man, as a crossing guard, does more than required. He is amplitude personified. He is the future withheld. He waves. He beckons yes and no. He stops trouble in its tracks. To the children, he is just arms and a rubber coat.